Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I'm recording the weekly guitar meetings sometimes in the morning and sometimes in the afternoon. And as you might know, usually in the early hours of the morning, you are still not that awake. You're a bit overslept and you need a few hours to really wake up. And I'm recording this week's weekly guitar meeting in the morning. But when I played a few tones on this guitar, it was like a shock in a positive way, because this guitar has such a beautiful sound. It has such an immaculate sparkle in the sound that I was so impressed, and all the tiredness that you still have from the sleeping hours are suddenly gone. And this guitar is made by Tobias Braun from Austria, a very well-known name, who is building very beautiful and great-sounding Romanios model guitars. But this guitar is a Santos Hernandez model from 1924, so it's based on that guitar. This guitar is brand new, built in 2025. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. This guitar has a lot to say. You know what? I just play on this guitar and you will hear it. I told you. This guitar has one of the best balanced sounds that I have ever heard, because it's not only about the loudness between the tones, but also the sustain on this guitar. Every tone has the same length and intensity, and especially the trebles, they don't die after 2 seconds. Just listen to the trebles. Trebles. And it doesn't stop. It has a great sustain, and also the separation in the tone is really, really good. Usually it's so short on many guitars, but in this case, it's singing. You can play hours and hours on this guitar and you won't get bored. I promise you that. This is, Tobias Brown guitar, brand new from 2025, but it's based on a Santos from 1924. And congratulations to Tobias Brown for this amazing work. I'm so impressed. Wow. Well, let's take a deep breath and let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Andrea Stanzione. And I can tell you straight away, I think this is the best guitar made by Andrea Stanzione that I have ever played. This is a guitar with a lot of power, overtones and forward going sound, but at the same time the guitar stays loyal to the traditional tone and the qualities of a traditional guitar. And I think Andrea Stanzione has did a great job with this guitar, but not only in terms of sound, but also in terms of aesthetics. If you look at this guitar, he has used a very high quality spruce top, very beautiful rosette, and I think this is snake wood on the bindings of the guitar. It looks gorgeous. And for the back and sides, we have cerakote. Look at this. As I always say, it's like a painting. It's like a Van Gogh painting. It's very strong. It's a piece of art, I would say. The whole guitar is built with a lot of attention to small details. And you can see it if you hold the guitar by yourself in your hands, and you will realize how much work Andrea Stanzione put in this guitar. And this guitar is called La Cardinale. It has the number 26. And I'm convinced that you want to hear the sound of the guitar. Let's do it. Listen to this sustain. And all the soft overtones. It's also a very responsive guitar because the tones come out fast and easily without putting a lot of effort. What I also love about the trebles is that they sound super round and soft. But if you wish, you can bring out the brightness just by changing the position of your finger slightly. Thank you. really fantastic sounding guitar by Andrea Stanzione, and again congratulations to him for his beautiful work. Again, the guitars from Italy are impressing me daily. And let me know what is your thought about the sound of this guitar. I'm very curious. And let's continue. And the next guitar is made by the German maestro Gerhard Oldiges, who is building unique guitars. Every guitar that we receive or that I see also outside of Zika's made by Gerhard Oldiges is a very unique guitar, and it makes me always very interested and curious to try that guitar, because I know that this guitar will sound slightly different than his other guitars, but at the same time you have that signature sound of Gerhard Oldiges on every guitar. And this one is from 2005, and this guitar is called La Prueba. And it's a completely traditionally built guitar with a beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Well, let's play a few tones on it. What a sustain. So obviously the first quality that not only me but probably also you notice is the sustain of this guitar. Very long and very even. And the sound character of this guitar is super bright. It's a very bright and crystal clear sounding guitar. Tone separation, and you can follow every tone when you are playing a chord. I mean, if you are a fan of traditional guitars or traditional tone, probably you should have a meltdown until now, since this guitar is offering all the qualities that you expect from an exceptional traditional guitar. So it was a guitar made by Gerhard Oldiges, La Prueba. Let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar. I'm very curious. And the next guitar is coming from Spain, and it's made by the very well-known name Manuel Contreras, one. And this guitar is from 1966, and it has a 66 centimeters scale. And yeah, you expect that bright and punchy Spanish sound of this guitar. And it comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's also a super light guitar. So I guess it will also respond very fast. Let's see. I mean, we don't have to talk a lot about the sound of this guitar. It is the soul of Spanish sound. Very crisp basses. And great tone separation, bright sound overall, and punchy also. Beautiful. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is for me personally a premiere because I have never played a guitar made by José Antonio Lagular. It's my fault, of course. And this guitar is coming from Spain, from Madrid, and it's a lattice-braced guitar, which you usually don't see a lot. A guitar from Spain, but lattice braced, and that's why it makes me very curious to try this guitar. And this guitar is from 2019, and it's the Concierto 1A Special model. It has the number 32, and it comes with a cedar top and super beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. Beautiful. very interesting. This is, it doesn't sound like a typical lattice-braced guitar, but it also doesn't sound like a typical Spanish guitar. It's something in between. So you have that brightness, what you expect from a Spanish guitar, but you have also the muffly, that slightly nasal tone, what you hear in the lattice-braced guitars. And also a lot of overtones. Also, the shape of the neck is super comfortable. Everything is gliding and everything works so well. Well, it was a guitar made by José Antonio Lagular, and I'm very happy that I could try this guitar for the first time, because I think it's a super high quality guitar in terms of sound, but also aesthetics. It looks very clean and beautiful choice of woods from 2019. And let me know which guitar of this week did you like the most, because these are all guitars that you can compare to each other. They are all sound-wise going somehow in the same direction. It's not like a super modern lattice or double top guitar versus a traditional guitar. And I'm very curious to hear your thoughts. And if you enjoyed the video and if it was helpful for you to have a better idea of the sound of the guitars, please don't forget to leave a like. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.